thank you. We thank you for the very high level of partnership that we have, and we're keen on Jordan to continue to develop that relationship, because we believe it's one that will enable all of us to work more efficiently towards realizing our objectives of contributing to the positive peace and stability in the region. We also had a chance to go over some of the challenges that are in the region, some of the regional crises that we face, and I think that we're all committed to working together within the international community to finding ways to make sure that we are on tracks towards peace and resolution. Obviously, we spoke of the Syrian crisis and the need to have a political solution to that problem, and our position is that we need to have a political solution through the Geneva process, which we believe is the only process that can deliver a solution that should be acceptable to the Syrian people and should be based on resolution 2254, so that we are able to end this tragedy, to end the suffering. And we've all seen how horrific the war has been and the fighting has been. We've seen the victims of that continued conflict, and we all know there's no answer to that problem but a political track. So we're going to continue to work with all our partners to make sure that we are on a track towards a political solution. Of course, we also address the Palestinian-Israeli issue and the need to have a peaceful solution on the basis of a two-state solution, which from our perspective in Jordan, believe that can only work if we're able to have a two-state solution that would guarantee the establishment of an independent Palestinian state on June 4, 1967, borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. Again, this is the Middle East. Unfortunately, conflicts are there, and some of them have debated a solution for many years, but we continue to stay resilient. We continue to do everything we can to make sure that we get to a stage where we have peace and stability, and it is with partners like you, sir, that we're able to address the challenges, and it's through your work and contribution that we'll continue to hope to be able to move forward. So again, you're among friends, and it's a great pleasure to have you, and I look forward for our continued cooperation, sir.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for hosting me and my delegation here today, and we really appreciate the very close and strong partnership between NATO and Jordan. We have been partners for more than 20 years, and we are developing the cooperation based on the political pillar and practical cooperation. We strongly believe that we should continue to strengthen the political dialogue, the political cooperation, but also that there is a great potential in doing more together when it comes to practical cooperation. For instance, in the efforts to fight terrorism, to provide assistance to you when it comes to countering IEDs, to implement the security sector reform, but also when it comes to the role of women in your armed forces. I would like to commend Jordan for really being a key partner in this region, contributing to stability and to the fight against terrorism, especially in the fight against Daesh, and your efforts and your courage has been extremely important in the fight against Daesh, and a key part of the efforts which has enabled us to win over Daesh and liberate the territory they controlled both in Syria and in Iraq. We will continue to work with you. NATO is part of the global coalition to defeat Daesh. We provide some support with our AVAX surveillance planes, and all NATO allies participate in different ways with the military capabilities in the coalition to defeat Daesh. We are also now looking into how we can step up our training in Iraq. We trained some Iraqi officers here in Jordan at the King Abdullah Training Center. I will visit that center later on today. But we're also now stepping up the training of forces in Iraq, and we're also planning to establish military schools, academies, to help the Iraqis improve the capacity of their own armed forces to make sure that Daesh is never able to come back in the way we have seen before. We highly appreciate the close cooperation with Jordan. We commend you for the role you play in this region. And with a partner like Jordan, we are absolutely certain that NATO can continue to count on your support, and you can count on our support, and then together we can address all the challenges we see. So thank you so much again for
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.